When it was mooted late 2014, the Mutare Plastic Recycling Centre had 60 members, but many fell by the wayside due to lack of patience and the desire for instant wealth or even just plain shyness of being seen collecting plastic as a means of surviving. Group spokesperson Katie Mzamiri says it was probably good that those who did not believe in the project dropped out, leaving the aid to enjoy the sweat of their hard labour. The MPRC, whose owners are between 20 to 30 years of age, got its idea to start a recycling plant from the Environmental Management Agency, EMA, the Mutare City Council, and non-governmental organization, Mercy Corps. The thinking, says Mzamiri, was to ensure the Eastern Border City retains its status of being the cleanest city in the country by getting rid of waste, most of which would then be recycled. He adds, all has not been rosy for them, especially as they had to personally collect plastic waste by themselves and carry it to their premises at the Mutare Board and Paper Mills in the Nyakameti industrial area and store it before processing.
It was formed in 2014 and it was initiated by MESCOP, EMA and City Council. They were together in making this, trying to reduce the waste, which was all over the city. So they tried to call us and make up some workshops, then trained us. So we started in a group of 60. But however, because of the challenges, some of the guys, they were shy. But at the end of October, this is where we started to operate in Mutare Plastic Recycling Center.
Mzamiri says, among other challenges, their main worry is that they are using an old machine in processing and recycling the plastic. This, he says, means it takes long to recycle plastic waste into chips, pellets and groomlets, with the machine breaking down from time to time, disturbing their daily operations.
Our machine is obsolete. If it was a modern machine, things were going to be easier for us so that we might quickly generate income. These are many challenges that we are facing as we are starting. The financial crisis, they are not stable.
The MPRC spokesperson hopes one day soon the youth will have enough money to buy a new machine as they continue with their efforts to clean up the mountainous city. He adds they are the only one in that business in town concentrating on recycling.
In this term, our market is very stable. They need more supply. If you get the modern machine, we would like to improve so that we might have our own stand, make our families live better. So this is what are things that we are facing that we need to make sure in future we get things right.
Mzamiri is calling on other youth to emulate their project, join them or start their own to create employment for themselves rather than wait for job interviews when companies are fast closing shop.
It is good for them to be part of this project. They are very successful project. They should have to stand for things that make them right, so that if they stand for themselves, things for they believe in themselves. What is important is just to believe in themselves. When they believe in themselves, things will start to wake out.
Takuzwa Togara, a member of the organization, says his dream is getting the latest machine in recycling plastic that will make it possible for them to process finished products that they can send straight onto the market, unlike now when they send their produce to other companies. Processing finished products in Mutare would also reduce transport costs of taking the plastic pellets, chips and groomlets to Harare. EMA Manicaland Regional Manager Kingston Chitotombe, one of the organizations that helped the youth set up the MPRC, says the initiative has been worthwhile, especially as it has created employment for the jobless youth of Mutare. Chitotombe says besides taking the youth off the streets and away from all sorts of mischief, the project helps preserve the environment.
I can give an example of this one. It was well received by the community, particularly the youth, as it is creating employment for them. You know, nowadays, there's a challenge of employment. So it's one way of creating employment.
Other members of the Mutare Plastic Recycling Center include Rutendo Chitendero, Odinam Hlaba, Davidson Jawi, Tulani Marume, Maklid Msademba, and Levi Jekwa. The group says it pockets at least $2,000 after working a good 2 weeks, money they could only dream about a year ago. Their only major drawback is the recurring machine breakdowns and incessant power cuts in the industrial area. Problems they hope will be addressed in the near future so they can maximize on their profits. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lloyd Amoyo.